Joining us now, he's a rock star here in the Carolinas. Yeah, from an amateur golf standpoint. We've seen him in the Masters. We just saw him in the U.S. Open. Greensboro's own Scott Harvey joins us. Scott, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much.
All right. So, you know, Mike and I have talked a lot on this show about the U.S. Open and Erin Hills. You got to experience it firsthand. What did you think about it from a U.S. Open experience and a U.S. Open golf course?
It was pretty amazing. I mean, they closed, a lot of people don't know this, they actually closed the course in October of last year, so absolutely nobody played on the golf course up until right up against the tournament. So there was not a single divot, no ball marks on the green. I mean, it was the most pristine conditions, I say except for the Masters, it was the most pristine conditions ever, extremely challenging golf course. You know, the experience was unbelievable, obviously, the thousands and thousands of people out there. It was something I'll never forget.
Now, is it the kind of place, having been out there, we've argued about this on the show, that maybe could be in a rotation to host again? It wouldn't be for another 10 or 12 years at the earliest because of the way it's you know, lining up right now. But could you see a place like that hosting again?
I could. Yeah, I could. It's definitely not traditional in that, you know, it's not the real tight tree line kind of golf course that U.S. Opens are traditionally held on. But, you know, you've seen them kind of venture out lately with Chambers Bay and their Erin Hills and whatever. So, yeah, I think they're going to kind of venture out a little bit and not be caught up in tradition, so to speak, and just kind of mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, could you see them sort of widening the second cut of rough and knocking down some of the gorse, that high fescue? Or, yeah, because is it a course that, you know, as you walk around, it could be, you know, agronomically changed to make it play differently than it did, you know, last month?
Easily. You can do anything with that golf course. You can make the long fescue. You know, when they had the U.S. Amateur there a few years ago, they actually had some fescue, but it was spotty. So you could actually play out of it most of the time. But in this, you got lucky to even pitch out of it. They could make it spotty like it was. They could grow it in tighter. They have a lot of wiggle room out there to do just about anything they wanted to do.
All right, and you mentioned the Masters, and how hard is it to go there, and you were there in 2015, how hard is it to go there and focus on playing the golf tournament when you're just getting to be at the golf tournament as a participant?
You know, that's probably the hardest thing. That's fun. That's a great question. That's absolutely the hardest thing for me, by far. I mean, I'm caught up in, like, standing on the tee box and looking at the grandstands back there, and I'm, like, wanting to pull out my cell phone and take a picture, and I got to hit a shot, you know. It's just something I'm not used to, and it's unbelievable. And, you know, it just doesn't matter. I mean, for me, obviously I'm trying to play well, but, you know, being able to experience all that, it makes it to where it really doesn't bother you so much that you – didn't play how you wanted to. It's just you're out there just soaking it in and just taking it all in. It's just unbelievable. I don't even know how to put it into words, honestly.
Well, I mean, I know you just won the 2017 Pine Needles Invitational, dragging Westphier around. But I used to play with Westphier all the time out at Irish Creek. But, you know, who did you get to play a practice round with at the Masters? I mean, it's just kind of show up and go play, or you can kind of assemble a group to go play. Who'd you get to play with?
At the Masters or the Open?
At the Masters.
At the Masters, I got to play with, you know, Westphier wasn't able to make it, so I had to play with, let's see, Jason Day, Ryan Palmer.
Had to.
Webb Simpson, let's see, Hideki Matsuyama, Billy Horschel. It was a pretty incredible week for me.
Yeah, I'd say that's an upgrade.
a slight
upgrade. Yeah.
You don't know Westphier. You don't know if that's an upgrade or not.
If he's played with you, I know it's an upgrade. So, I'm curious. We're just talking about these great players you get to see. And when you go out to these events, the U.S. Open or the Masters or whatever, you know, as an amateur in the field, you're given a lot of latitude in terms of, you know, the decorum and what the expectation is and the etiquette. You can kind of dork it out and nobody will care. Were you able to sort of stand around and watch people who maybe wouldn't normally want you watching them and pick up some tips on how they practice and some routines that they do and maybe some drills that they do that you were able to incorporate or even anything that you were surprised by?
You know, the one thing that stood out to me that I played in the U.S. Open practice rounds with Spieth and Furyk and Stricker and Ricky Fowler, and it was incredible. And I was really watching, you know, what they do, how they do it, and whatever. And for me, when I'm out there playing a practice round, I'm just kind of like trying to get it over with because the practice round's like whatever, you know, it doesn't mean. But they're like, I mean, they're really into it. They're hitting chips from every spot to every pin. I mean, they're spending 30 minutes on every green. And I never really even, considered doing that. So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something. They're on another level. They're treating it like a real job, but which they should, and which, you know, I should have, I guess. But they're not really doing anything that I am not capable of doing. I don't feel like that at all. I just feel like they're really intense and focused, whereas I'm, like you said a minute ago, just sitting there watching the guys in the grandstands and high-fiving my buddies on the sidelines and everything else. So it's I don't know. It's different for me.
And, again, we're talking to, I say, one of the Carolinas' great amateur golfers. Scott Harvey joins us. And, you know, does watching them grind at every green, you know, putting and chipping and bunker shots, does that make you happy that you're an amateur and not a professional at that point?
Absolutely, honestly. Because, I mean, I don't want to play a 6.5-hour practice round. I mean, I want to play a 3.5-hour practice round and go have a beer and, you know, maybe play some cards and talk some trash. And, you know, that's just me. I just my personality, and that's just what I enjoy doing.
So when you're in the moment out there and you're thinking about, okay, I'm not a pro, I'm an amateur, so I have the latitude to enjoy this. Yeah, I mean, when you look back, I mean, we kind of call you a professional amateur because you get to play in so many great events, but you're an amateur golfer with a regular job and all that kind of stuff. You know, you're 39 years old, and you graduated from college in the early 2000s, and you came onto the scene as this, you know, rock star amateur around 2010. What happened between college and then? Did you mature? Did you grow as a golfer, as an athlete?
You know, there's a little bit of a transition to, you know, getting your life started, right? So
yep.
I started to, you know, took over my dad's driving range and spent time there and, you know, hung out with friends doing, you know, whatever kids do at early 20s. We won't get into that. And then, you know, just stuff. And you know, then you meet the right woman, you settle down, start a family, and you get your life started and get back to, you know, doing what you love to do.
What was there a time, right, you know, at the end of the college career or just getting out of college? I mean, was it do I go do this? Do I go, you know, try and qualify? Do I do Q schools? Do I Monday qualifies? Was there a thought of turning professional?
There was a moment that stands out to where I said, no way. And that was U.S. Open local qualifying to the first stage. And I got into a playoff to get through to the second stage. Well, I did not make it, but it was a playoff. It was like five people, four professionals and me. And they wouldn't even talk. They were so miserable. It was unbelievable. I'd never seen anything like it. And it just stood out to me that these guys, and I don't want to paint with too broad a stroke here, but I'm sure they're not all like this, but the ones in that playoff, they just seemed so miserable and uptight and tense, and they wouldn't even, you know, introduce themselves. You know, I was like, hey, I'm Scott, and they were just like, you know, whatever, go away. And I don't know, it just struck me as not the life for me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm curious, when you does that thought hold true even now when maybe you occasionally have a couple extra beers and think, I can play with these guys? Is that the thought that it reminds you that, no, I'm better off having a regular job and doing this just as an amateur?
Yeah, I mean, now if you're speaking about the guys on tour, they're not like that at all, but it's just basically the guys on the mini tour. But, you know, it's just more fun. I don't know. I'm able to – you kind of hit on it a minute ago when you said more latitude. It's just a more relaxed environment, more being an amateur, whether you're playing in a professional event like the Open or the Masters or a state amateur or national, whatever it may be. It's just a more relaxed environment altogether, and that's just more my personality.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that, you know, it does seem like there are a couple of guys, and I'm going to throw a few names out there. I mean, old school, it was Bruce Litsky. Bruce Litsky hardly ever practiced, but he could go tee it up, and he could go win golf tournaments. You know, Bubba Watson's probably more along that line right now where, you know, I mean, when Bubba's on, he's on. And when he wants to practice, he practices, and he wins golf tournaments. Right now, I don't think it's that important to him. So, you know, you don't see his name a lot on leaderboards if everything kind of clicks that week. And I guess that's the separation, is you get the guys that, you know, want to practice 8 hours a day, and then you got other guys that don't necessarily want to do that. And if you fall into that category, like you said, you made that choice. And, you know, I'm sure at this point you don't regret making that choice.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's funny you mentioned Bubba. I actually grew up playing with him from, say, 10 years old to, like, 25. And my mom lives in Florida where he grew up, and we were really good friends every summer playing a lot of golf together and whatnot. And I'm going to tell you, that kid, or that guy now, he never practiced. He just went out and whipped everybody's butt. But yeah, I mean, that's just, yeah, exactly. I have no regrets. I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm having fun doing it. So, you know, I don't really – and obviously if there was a easy button and you could push it and go straight to the PGA Tour, that'd be totally different. But that's just not how it works, right?
True. And now I got to know, I mean, how many days off are you do you get out of your job? Or are you self-employed? I'm not sure what you do.
I'm self-employed, okay. Yeah. I manage properties. I own some rental properties, manage some other people's properties for them. I have tons of free time. I mean, you don't just wake up and not play for 6 weeks and then go play in a tournament. But yeah, I have tons of free time. I can go play. There are plenty of times where I have things I have to do, but for the most part, I can kind of set a schedule and set aside a couple hours, go hit some balls, maybe sneak out and play nine holes, and then go watch my son's soccer game or basketball or golf or whatever it may be. So yeah, I definitely have tons of free time.
Well, Scott, one of the questions we ask many of our players who come on and join us on the show is, you know, if you were given an hour at the practice facility, so you had access to a putting green, chipping area, and a driving area, how would you divide your time? I mean, as someone who grew up around a driving range, you've seen the guys going for their third bucket and not change clubs. So how would you divide your time, and how would you recommend, you know, a high handicapper, average golfer divides his or her time?
On the range, as far as like what clubs to hit and everything?
Yeah, like how much time would you spend putting versus chipping versus, you know, driving versus long irons, short irons, wedges?
I would say normally I'd spend about 2 or 3 minutes just hitting little tiny little pitch shots, 20, 30, 40 yards. And then I'd probably spend 10 minutes hitting some wedges, another 15 hitting irons all through the irons, maybe pitching wedge, 8, 6, 4. And then another 15 hitting some three woods and drivers, and then go straight to the putting green and hang out there the rest of the time. Because, you know, it's hard to cram it all in. And, you know, if you say you just have an hour, it's hard to, like you said, it's hard to just hit balls for an hour and keep your putting game sharp. So you really got to manage your time. And that's what I found. Funny you asked that question. That's what I found to be the most rewarding thing for me, what I've gotten the most out of is managing my time and practicing, because it's the quality of practice more than it is the quantity.
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you one more question. As you go around and you play, you know, Carolina's amateur, mid-amateur, North Carolina stuff, and you play national events and things like that, as we get older, isn't it amazing to watch the fearlessness of all these kids that are coming out and playing, just getting up there, ripping driver all the time and going and finding it and getting it on the green and getting it in the hole? Isn't it kind of scary as we get older to watch this stuff?
They're getting so much better at a younger age. It is scary. I mean, so Tiger changed it all, right? I mean, he kind of, you know, when he came along, the whole way everybody would learn how to play golf became different. Now they're all athletes and working out and starting to get lessons when they're 5 and everything else. But you know, I play with 15-year-olds that are, like you said, just blowing driver on every hole. They don't care what's out there or what can happen or whatever, and they're hitting it just as far as I am. And it's incredible. I mean, they're perfect. I mean, they're just getting so much better at a younger age, and it just keeps happening. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, Scott, man, we really appreciate you coming on with us. We'd love to catch up with you again, and good luck as the summer goes on and all the events you're going to play in.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.